Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mac McIntosh, Matty Masiello, Adrian Garcia, Katie Cole, Dan O'Brien, Rob Ford, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, and Oscar Santana.
Wait a minute, I was going to do the Hollywood Squares intro, and it's another Friday, it's another early taping, it's another Big O and Duke show, and 500 beers the night before, and he's not here again.
As of 9 minutes ago, he says his Uber is boning me. I'm still a few out.
Right. What's the excuse? Believe or not believe? Show of hands.
I actually believe him because he sent a picture of his Uber driver.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. Anyway, we'll do it again when he arrives.
All right, so do we need a transition bumper then?
Well, listen, when you and I come up with these little things,
right,
and we have fun, yeah, as we're here early, and oh, by the way, and the video is bad again. Oh, so that's so much for that experiment.
Well, let's call it better.
Yeah, right. Sure. Here I was thinking it was A-okay. But we do these little things, and he's always late every day.
Sure.
So we're playing it to him for his, he's the audience. We never get a satisfactory response to that.
No.
It's never like, wow, that's the most brilliant thing we've ever seen.
He usually wakes up right before news and then tunes out for the audio.
And then 5:30, you know, hey, I got an idea. Hey, I need all this paperwork done. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He should be a night jock.
Yeah, he should.
He
is the Tony Coulter of our show.
Right. Now, full disclosure for our listening audience, because some of them are weird that way. I am taking a little holiday.
Yes.
With my family. That is.
Mike, he's here.
Oh, he is. Very good.
I'll play him in.
All right, play him in right now. Play him in. Yeah. Happy Friday morning. Now,
hi everybody.
Here's
it's good to be here.
All right.
It was frustrating.
Thank you for having me.
Two frustrating things. That you're late. That's always frustrating, but I'm used to that. Very excited because the new microphone is here today.
New microphone.
And
he
sounds
here.
Fantastic.
Here.
Sounds awesome.
And we have already confirmed that the computer direct into the router does not solve the problem.
Oh no.
So that's where we are. But we'll see, because speed and all that is fine. So that's a little behind the scenes. But as I mentioned before, when we do our little stuff before you get here,
mm-hmm,
sometimes there are things where we play to you.
Yes, we designed this for your ears.
Because you're the only one that doesn't do what Rob and I have been rehearsing, and so this is what we did to open the show.
Please.
And then when your name came up in it, we had to blow it up because you weren't here yet.
Exactly. Boo.
Let me see how this...
Okay.
Let's try it again.
From the top,
trying to...
This is like we're starting the show over. We're only 3 minutes in.
All right, here we go.
That's great. Mac McIntosh, Matty Masiello. You know, turn it up. Hold it. Stop it and turn it up again, because I can't... It's a real subtle...
Yes.
Musical stager.
All right. Okay, so we're going to kill that.
Adrian?
What?
Is Adrian in this?
Just, will you don't read ahead.
Sorry.
Doing something for you, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Me.
So
right,
just sit back and relax. Okay,
me.
Ready? You ready, Mike? In three, two.
Mac McIntosh, Matty Masiello, Adrian Garcia, Katie Cole, Dan O'Brien, Rob Ford, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and Mike O'Mara, as we play the Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
There it is. That worked out well, didn't it?
Perfect.
Right. There you go.
Did we miss somebody?
Well, missed a lot. Look, I'll do them off the top of my head.
You can only do
again.
Nine in the boxes.
Oh,
come on, man.
Start it again.
All right,
okay,
here we go. In three.
What was that? Who was the guy from Italy? What was his name?
Potty.
No,
all right, here we go. What was his name? The kid from the master's degree.
Andreas.
Andreas, the kid from Italy.
Andreas
Mussolini.
Do we know his last name?
Migliorcio? Something like that?
Andreas Migliorcio.
Yeah, okay. But I think, you know what? He might be like, you know, and Charo was big on the squares. He might just be a one-name star.
Andreas Migliorcio. Toddy Ethiopia. Eric Stuglinski. I don't remember any of the other interns.
Johnny.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny Five.
Dotson. Isn't Dotson working on your other show now?
No, Dotson was fired from Big Owen Dukes. Yeah. Now works for the Rodcast.
But he's still in the circle. The circle of friendship. He's still in the circle of trust to a certain degree.
Friendship.
Right?
You see, to explain Oswald,
yes. Friendship.
Yes. You can only introduce 9 people at a time because there's only 9 Hollywood squares.
That's what the old Hollywood squares used to look like?
Exactly.
Yes.
Now we're doing this.
It is. You know what
it is?
It's as analog as analog can ever retro.
Be.
It's a throwback Thursday game show.
Let me explain what we're doing. Let me explain. Because we are teasing, because today on the bonus show, we will be having a tribute to the Hollywood squares.
I actually brought in a digitized version of the classic 1974 LP, Zingers, from the Hollywood Squares.
Let me do people I've worked with and see if I can do it off the top of my head.
Okay, so we go from the top again?
For Hollywood Squares.
Okay, ready? And we're live from Television City in 3, 2.
Randy Bungarten. Smokey Rivers. Chuck Beck. Matt Farber, Alan Goodman, Bobby Hollingsworth, Chip Petro, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and Charlie Broyhill as we play A Failed Career. All right. Let me do women I've dated.
Oh, this is exciting. Live from Television City in 3, 2.
Sue Flynn. Melissa Young. Naomi. Donna Drum. Joyce Touchette. I can't because I'll have to get into wives and then
yeah,
I'm in
that's
trouble.
True.
So
that's
I can't. I don't like this game.
Do you want to mention attorneys?
Attorneys. Okay, here we go.
Okay, well, kill it. We're going to take it from the top.
All right.
Okay, this is live from Television City, the Bob Barker Studio, in 3, 2.
Andrew Harold. Doug Wallisham. Donald Ephraim. Donald Ephraim Jr. Joe Coyne. Mark Dicio. Dale Cooter. And... I've forgotten. Oh, I ran out of lawyers.
Damn it.
I ran out. As we play, who's going to sue you today? That's right. All right. Now, how about disc jockeys I've worked with? That's
easy. I love that. All right. Very good. All right, here we go. This is a live from Television
City. Wait, hold on. Let me gather my thoughts.
Sure.
This would normally be a bit where I'd have to write them down because I really have to check my my memory bank. So
Mike and I were discussing this briefly yesterday, maybe off mic, when we were taping a show at Television City when we were with CBS Radio. We wandered around, and in the Bob Barker studio, the same studio where they do The Price is Right with the white floor and everything, we saw them assembling the Hollywood squares, like building the boxes up. Yeah. And it is just steps.
Just give me a minute and talk, so I'm going to write them down. So because otherwise I won't do it.
We also got to go to the prop room of The Price is Right and see all the horrible plywood props.
Why the white floor, you think?
I think the white floor photographs better for glitzy stuff, like The Price is Right.
So there's a reflection to it.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. You know, as a matter of fact, if you look at old black and white movies like detective pictures and film noir stuff, notice that the roads are always wet because it doubles your light reflection.
Yeah, but they still wet them to this day.
Yeah, but I mean—
It's not the 1940s.
But I'm saying that was really the look then of the wet road, even if it was like set in like an Arizona town.
Okay.
They would have wet roads because of the light reflection.
I think they still do. They still do that.
But I think it's also more apparent in a black and white picture. I think it captures it better.
I don't watch black and white, but so I'll take a word for it. What if we got a white countertop here?
White countertop, I think it would be easy to keep clean, and it would really make the cameras work well. Although it would help me to look tanner.
Easy to keep clean.
Exactly.
Okay, this is for people in Washington. This could be a little fun.
That's right.
All right, here we go. These are names you might remember.
Too late.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
3, 2.
Kurt McEwen. TJ Wright.
Ha!
Shadow Smith. George McFly. TK Tomkent. David Edgar. Jack Diamond. Sandy Weaver and Jim Elliott as we play Idiot Disc Jockeys I've Worked With.
You know what? That would be great because the way you introduce them, Jim Elliott would be the center square.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, right. He'd be a good center square. And
I'm going to do another category.
Oh, another category. What's the category?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'll
Doctors.
Let you know in a minute.
All right.
I'll do it.
So the center square Lawyers. Is always your go-to because the center square is the most important. In the old days, it was Paul Lynde,
mm-hmm.
and then it was Joan Rivers for many years.
Does the center square stay on for the entire season?
Oftentimes, yeah.
I remember growing up when
regulars, they would
when
call
I would
them.
Be stuck at home on sick days, which I have a few of.
Yes.
I would see Whoopi.
Whoopi was a center square for a long time. And you know what they did in the 1980s? I thought, God, what year would that be?
When I saw Whoopi, I think, or 90s.
So 82, 83, they brought back Squares and Match Game as a one-hour show, and it was called the Match Game Hollywood Squares. And so for the first half of the game, it was Match Game, and then they added another row, and they turned into Hollywood Squares.
Oh, like a Transformer.
Exactly.
And so CGI.
So John Bauman, who you know as Bowser from Sha Na Na, a great 50s
band.
Know yeah,
him,
I know you have all
know.
Their 45s.
No. Sha Wa Wa?
Sha Na Na.
What do they sing?
Well, they were actually at Woodstock, and they played the band dance in Greece.
Just give me a second. I'm sorry. This will be a funny one.
Well, they covered 1950s songs.
They're just a cover band?
Basically, yeah.
Boo.
But they were important in bringing back. You know, nostalgia tends to go on a 20-year cycle.
Who says?
It just always has happened.
When are you going to go back to the present? Because you've been cycling in that entire time.
Well, no, I'm talking about the mainstream retro thing. For example, Happy Days. Celebrated the 50s and the 70s. That 80s show celebrated the 80s in the 10s.
Yeah, but I don't think it's more of a trend. That's more.
All right, here we go.
All right,
this category. This category is DJs that have had bad luck like me.
Oh, this is great. This will be a special week on the squares in 3, 2.
Oscar Santana. Rob Spiewak. Gordon Liddy. Joe Ardinger. Jackie the Joke Man, Doug Tracht, Tommy McFly, Artie Lang, and Anthony Cumia as we play DJs that have had bad, bad luck.
I'd like to take Anthony Cumia in the center square, please.
Fun!
That is great.
Fun is the best thing to have in the world. Do you understand Hollywood? I mean, do you have any memory of it, Oscar?
The only memory was me eating Cheerios or Product 19, watching Whoopi and trying to understand the game as a kid. Now, it's like tic-tac-toe, correct?
Exactly, but you have to get the answer correct, and it's an agree-disagree game.
What's an agree-disagree game?
So if I were to ask you a question like, what is the capital of Bolivia?
La Paz.
And I'd say, I agree. And He says, it is the capital of Bolivia. And then you would get the square. And he would say something, X gets the square, or circle gets the square.
But the celebrity actually answers the question.
They do. And the format is a funny answer followed by their real answer.
When does a host go and kiss the contestant?
This is a non-kissing show.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's hosted by Peter Marshall. And I always like to bring up his real name.
What's that?
Pete Lecoq.
Was he married to?
They changed that
name. That was his real name, right?
Yeah, they changed it.
Was that your favorite game show?
No. I think all told, my favorite game show is the Match Game, but the best game show is The Price is Right.
Match Game, is that the one with the pyramid?
No. Pyramid is the one with the pyramid.
What about when you go on a date at the end of the game?
That's the dating game. I also like, just for pure construction, and I still watch it, is Family Feud. You probably watch Family Feud.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey?
Hey, what's especially the one where you have to Baskets. Guess the price, whether it's right or not?
Oh, that's The Price is Right.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I mean, that's obvious.
And there's another one where, and I can't think of the name of this one, where the host lets the contestant make a deal. But
okay.
I can't think of the name of it.
See if you can guess this one.
Yes.
See if you can get this one. Okay. See if you can get this one.
Okay, you ready for the intro? In 3.
I'm ready.
2.
George Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, Michael Flynn, 13 Russian Nationals, Richard Pinedo, Alex Vanderswan, Konstantin Kilminick, and Michael Cohen and Roger Stone as we play Indictments Under the Trump Administration.
All the president's men.
I'm having fun.
That's a good one.
I'm having
a lot of fun.
Isn't fun the
Speaking
best
thing of, gentlemen.
Yes.
When we do this game.
That stopped the room. You know, when you come in on Friday, speaking of, and I'm ready. Speaking of, I have a terminal disease.
Mike, let Jake Brake take the floor.
Who is going to be the center square?
What, today?
When we play.
Well, we're not playing today. We're just listening to highlights.
In bonus shows.
If we were to do it in the bonus show, and we had nine players,
yes,
and we'd actually need nine panelists and two contestants and a host, I would put as the center square, it'd have to be Mike.
Why?
Well, because you cater to his strengths, and you know what?
What are his strengths?
Voices.
Ah.
For example, when Rich Little would be the top left, they would always ask, like, hey, here's a piece of trivia about, say, Richard Nixon. And then he'd go, rawr, 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 and do his stupid Richard Nixon, and then he would do his real answer. So, and they would always cater the question to the celebrity. It wasn't purely random.
Oh, so the center square doesn't have to be the most important celebrity.
No, but it'll be probably the one with the most cachet.
Ooh, because I always felt like Whoopi was the most famous on that.
But I also think she had a piece of the ownership of the show, so she got to be center square.
Ooh.
Would you like to be center square? You look more like a bottom left guy than me.
No, I'd like a contestant.
Oh, you want a contestant?
Yeah, I don't like being in the square.
You want the money?
I want to actually play the game and get out.
X or circle?
Yes. What was the jackpot on the...
You could keep going and going and going. I think it was.
I got another one.
Oh, wait a second. Here we go. The announcer.
Right,
here we go.
Just padding.
By the way, thanks for. I know you're padding, and I appreciate it. But here we go.
And three, two.
Salmonella. Botulism. Cancer. Bubonic plague. Influenza. COPD. Hit by a bus. Sepsis. And cholera, as we play Things That Can Kill You. Just having a little
That's fun.
Mike, as the producer of the Hollywood Squares, I would prefer that Hit by a Bus be put in the center square.
Right. Okay.
If that's
here,
okay.
Here,
all right.
Most
cash.
Here we go. This is one I'll let you guess at the end. Okay,
all right. Okay.
I'll
try to three, be obscure, all right? Two.
Rick Burleson. Rico Petroselli, Reggie Smith, Tony Conigliaro, Carlton Fisk, Carl Yastrzemski, Jim Lomborg, and Freddie Lynn as we play Red Sox Players Mike O'Mara Has Love.
See, I had another spin on that.
Oh,
okay. Red Sox Players Mike O'Mara would...
No, you can't say that.
That's welcome to Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
And when you brought up Freddie Lynn, I thought it was going to be the best looking Red Sox players.
All right, ready? Here we go. Try this one.
All right, here we go.
Get this one.
All right, in three, two, Freddie Lynn and
Dave Walsh, Peter Lee, John Burney, Joseph Paske, Rob Johnson, Jim Hill, Jimmy Gover, and Kevin Cronin as we play Old Friends of Mike O'Mara. Some of them dead. There you go. That's
how we do it. Oscar, you think you could come up with a list of nine names?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. In three,
What's the category?
Well, I think the fun to me has been thus far the revelation of the category at the end.
Oscar, but see, I know that, but I mean, I want to help Oscar out.
Okay,
please help.
You know,
I'm not sure he needs it.
He's right out of an Uber. I want to make sure he gets it.
Sleepy.
By the way, so this should be you're a networker in radio. You think you could network with radio people you know?
Most important radio people I know.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
All right. In three, this is Oscar.
Write these down, kids, if you're looking for a job in the broadcast business.
He's going to bring up LinkedIn on his phone. Here we go.
LinkedIn. I don't need to.
In three,
I know people.
Two.
Ron and Fez. Mike O'Mara, Michael Hughes, Chad Dukes.
Wow.
That's
a
sad list. That's a very sad list.
That's all I got.
As we play, Oscar gets on microphone and chokes.
I was going to say Rob Spiewak, but I was like, no, that does nothing for us.
Huh. Yeah, and yet you still lost. Could have lost with me, could have lost without
but
me.
But I just that put the brakes on.
Take break.
Too many bees.
Not enough bees. Oh, you're preparing another?
If it's fair to you, I was going to say Matt Cahill as well. I stopped that.
Yeah, you should. That's fine. You know, we're more producers. You know, you got your two friends in the other room.
Yeah.
You didn't mention Mr. Bernie.
Who's the guy? No, I'm not doing that.
He does his podcast.
Yeah, but he's not in radio. You asked me about radio.
Yeah, but you know what? I think he should have grasped a little harder.
No. That's Lisa Warden's probably somebody left off.
See, there you go.
That's about it.
Aquaman. He was popular on the
WHFS. Adrian Grenier.
Wait a minute.
Damien.
Ron and Fez.
Terrible list.
Well, you should have used Ron and Fez as two different people.
Ah, damn it.
Ron Bennington.
Fez Woodley.
No, Side I'm Dave. Out. I have a terrible list.
Side Dave. I love East Side Dave.
I do too.
I had a chance to meet him in New York.
Oh, how was he?
You don't want to be starstruck.
Who's East Side Dave?
He's one of the rotating third wheels on the Ron and Fez show.
A character off the Ron and Fez show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just funny guy. Funny guy.
No filter.
Best stories ever. Oh, from the road.
Yes, very much so.
God. So.
Hey, Faze.
Right, hold on. Sarah Fraser.
Right, here we go.
Look at that two boots.
All right, in three. Ready, here we go. Look at that son of a bitch. Three.
See if you can get the category.
Two.
Steve Ducey. Mike Buchanan. Rod Langway. Mark Rippin. John Riggins. Joe Theismann. Ivan LeBray. And Jack Wagner. As we play the fun game at home. Celebrities Mike's gotten drunk with.
That Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner, all-time classic.
Still dreamy.
But that impossible, you know, at the start of that, it could have been Celebrity Bridges Burnt.
Yeah, well, no, I haven't. Steve Ducey.
Yeah.
Have I burnt the bridge with Steve Ducey?
I thought you guys were
frenemies.
He brought the gasoline, but it started
when we had him on back in the day when he was first starting to become
funny
Fox and Friends guy.
And when Fox and Friends, before they totally went to the dark side, you'll pardon the expression, they had you and Don on.
He wouldn't give me the time of day to. You know what? He might just do that. Ask him to come on the show. He might just say yes.
Okay.
Because we have a history from when he was in the nation's capital working for Channel 4, mm-hmm. doing feature reporting. He might just come on.
He was sort of like a white bread and vitamin D milk David Letterman for Channel 4.
Yeah.
Public interest.
Great. Descriptive.
God, you are giving him way too much credit, though.
No, but
David Letterman for Channel 4. He did. He was a feature guy. He was
was famous in DC.
He was a notch above the feature guys. He was better than Davey Marlon Jones.
He was better than Davey Marlon Jones was a movie reviewer.
But he also did some feature stuff. Come on.
I know, but you know, listen. Hey, little boy, you were like 3 when I was doing it, okay?
Ooh.
You know, I mean, you were a little boy. I know that Davey Marlon Jones and Steve Ducey not in the same, they didn't have the same job.
Can you
Davey
think of
Marlon
anyone from
Jones,
that era?
Hold on. David, this is Rob's wheelhouse. Davey Marlon Jones. He's dead.
Yeah, he is.
Davey Marlon Jones was the Arch Campbell of Channel 9.
I went and saw the new Star Wars movie.
I don't think it's something you'd want to bring the whole family to, but it's a pleasant afternoon. Davey Marlon Jones. That's the way he would do it.
Now, can you think of anyone?
God, he was fun. They don't have him like. They don't make him like that anymore.
The guy Kevin McCarthy.
Right. You know, seriously, and Oscar, you can speak to this. You know who they have on television now?
Who?
12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're young
in small markets. They're beyond young. I mean, I should show you the weekend TV anchors down here in Fort Myers. They're 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And now somebody is saying, no, Mike, it's just because you're older. Why don't you lick it?
No.
I actually saw a viral video of NBC4's Adam Tuss begging Doreen Gensler to buy him beer.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, because he's not old enough yet. Can you think of anyone back in the day? I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Were there any feature reporters that you can think of? Well, I guess Buck. Who else would approach Ducey? Because Ducey was pretty
good. Pat Collins.
He
did funny stuff, and he still does. Retired yet?
No,
he
still got his snow stick.
All right, I'll do local TV personalities that I've known.
All right, here we go.
I should be. Okay.
This is a Television City. And then 3, 2.
Annie Hill. Angie Goff. Mike Buchanan. Jim Vance. Susan Kidd,
Arch.
Glenn Brenner, and George Michael as we play TV personalities that are local that I've known, some of whom are not here anymore. Yeah, that's great. Wonderful.
I finally have gotten used to seeing Annie Yu on WUSA.
Yeah, they're using her well.
She's on Channel 9 now.
Channel 9.
Is she on in the evening or in the morning?
Mornings.
Oh, so she can't come here. That's a drag.
Get her on a day off.
Yeah, get her on a day off.
Catch her on a day off. Have her come by. She's so she left Channel 5. That's unusual. Yes.
New set for Channel 9.
Thanks for that. Thanks. Oh, just get a Diet Coke. All right. So anyway, let's do this.
What am I doing wrong here?
Hey, hold on a second, Jake. Mike, do you think it's unusual for someone to leave Channel 5?
Tony Perkins said it's a great place to work.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Steve, I just got a weird email. Did you buy us airline tickets?
Oh, shoot. It was supposed to be a surprise. I wanted to thank you for letting me live here all this time, so I'm treating the family to a vacation.
Steve, you're so sweet.
Thanks, Uncle Steve.
Best uncle ever.
Look out, world. The Smith family is going to Paris.
Yeah! Rick, I don't like glowing rocks in the kitchen trash.
Well, I don't like your unemployed jeans and my grandchildren, Jerry, but life is made of little concessions.
You're going to land on your feet, Jer. Some company out there is going to think they're lucky stars they hired my little brother.
Who the f*** are you?
My goofy brother, Steve? He's been living here almost a year now. Are you losing your mind?
Hey, someone's been spending too much time around glowing rocks, am I right?
Everybody just relax for a second. There's no such thing as an Uncle Steve. That is an alien parasite.
But I've known him my whole life.
No, you haven't, Jerry. These telepathic little bastards, they embed themselves in memories, and then they use those to multiply and spread out and take over planets. It's disgusting.
Steve wasn't real?
He's a real piece of shit.
But Uncle Steve taught me how to ride a bike.
No, Steve put that memory in your brain so he could live in your house, eat your food, and multiply. We could be infested with these things, so we gotta keep an eye out for any zany, wacky characters that pop up.
Ooh-wee! Whatever you want, Rick, we're here to help.
Thanks, Mr. Poopy B***hole.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
You know, it's never easy when any of us are not there. And when we're the three amigos together, that's when the shows are the most right.
Well, we missed the most of it. Missed you.
Yeah. And it's nice that you guys did that.
We
and then
fought,
you know,
kissed up.
Sure, there was some friction.
Yeah.
There was some love.
Really? Did you have any big knockdown dragouts?
Nothing show ending.
Just the usual, you know. Brothers got to fight.
Because really, I'd like to think that's my territory, the real knockdown.
Oh, no,
screaming.
It was much more pleasant than if you were here. But we had a good time.
Thank you very much.
During the fighting, though.
Awesome. Yeah, the fighting. We didn't go nuclear.
Right.
Like me.
Yeah. And then apologize afterwards. No, we're fine.
Arm in arm.
Yeah, we fought. We kissed. We made up. We said, we'll do better tomorrow.
And we all agreed on one thing is that, come on, Pony, better, please.
Better. And Pony was great. Better.
You got it.
Well, he was okay.
Yeah, Pony was Pony.
Yeah.
How about Maciello? Was she all right?
Maciello's pretty
good.
She's so good. The job stays the same as before.
Yeah, we missed you. And we're happy to have you back. You look great. You look happy.
Your face
looks happy, but your body is not.
Yeah. Well, here it is. I like doing what I do. So the only part that's stressful for me of coming back to work is before I get in here and turn the microphone on. Once I do that, I'm fine. My wife and I have been having a terrible morning because my son's still sick and she kept him home from school. And she's got to take me to the place where they're shoving the tube up my butt. Mm. And they don't want people, because it's a place where they have other procedures going on, they don't want a sick kid in there. And I thought she had to be with me. And then she's calling me an ussy pay. Because I'm complaining
so
much.
Nice. Well, I know the colonoscopy is weighing
heavy. It's been a terrible morning, and so I finally get in here, and I'm doing better. But I'm not happy. No, I'm not happy at all. I'm happy to be here on the show, but I'm not happy with... And I was half perfect. By the way, when you live where I do and you have a job that you love, it's not the same. You see people in the airport. We'll get to that later. I got so much to talk about with the airport coming back to this country. We were on Alcohol Island. Is not an island that is associated with the United States.
Okay. Ooh.
So it's a separate
clue
island.
Out of number
town.
One.
Yes. It's a. Thank you. Why don't you just calm down?
why don't you just calm down and stop torturing me, okay?
So if you all were guessing Roosevelt Island in the Potomac right. River, cross it off your chart.
No, and so...
It was gloomy. It wasn't sunny.
I can get to that at any time, but because it's top of mind, I would like to walk you through the procedure that I have to go through today.
Here's how I know...
To get my colon looked at.
The procedure is weighing heavy on your mind because
yes.
on a rare... Sunday evening text chain between me, you, and Oscar.
Yes.
You brought it up, not for nothing. You brought up the fact that you were having a colonoscopy on Tuesday. So even yes. as early as Sunday night, it was top of mind for
you. Well, I knew. Let me tell you why I brought it up. There, and this is
so
this
I could
is
play the Fletch
angst.
Tape, right?
No. And by the way, Chevy Chase, God, what a hack body of work.
I know, but you
really?
Know what?
Even when you, it
fit
that
today.
Does not hold up. But
it
that does not
today.
Hold up. Do you agree? Chevy Chase's body of work is not, oh, you think everything's funny.
Well, no,
right,
there's certain things that are good, but there's certain things that I can't give him credit for at all. I didn't like his entire run on, was it Community he was
Community.
On? Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
Well, the reason I brought it up was because, Mr. Babar,
yes.
that the anxiety I felt, and this is because I am very guilt-ridden when I go away, and then we had President's Day. And I wasn't so guilt-ridden that I didn't say, you know, that's okay, because we did that last year, mm-hmm. and I wasn't going to F you guys for that just because I had an unscheduled holiday, which was, by the way, wonderful and had many more good moments than bad, and most of the bad moments came at the end. I'll get to it later. Okay. Let me tell you why I mentioned the colonoscopy. I mentioned the colonoscopy to you because this is what you have to do. I'll walk you through it. You do your prep. And then they call you after 2 o'clock on Monday to let you know when it is. I was told by 3 people that it's going to be in the afternoon, but they don't guarantee that until the day before. So there was that tiny, tiny little plan. And I was so desperately hoping that would not happen that I would be telling you guys I have to go in the morning. Because once you start this train, you gotta go through
yeah.
the whole way.
All the way to the depot, baby.
It's all the way there. So let me tell you her procedure. All right. So this is the procedure for this doctor for the cleanse that is required for this medical procedure of putting the tube up the and taking a picture of the and then pulling it out and saying, thank you, go home.
It's almost a badly named procedure. It shouldn't be called a cleanse, should it?
a cleanse.
It's really not all that clean.
It's nasty.
It's not.
Nastiness. But they all have their different ways. I will take you through mine. And by the way, please do not try this at home for fun. It's probably a very bad idea.
It's not like a juice cleanse like people do just to make themselves feel better.
You can't maintain your weight with this.
No.
It's rapid. It's rapid. To be honest with you, when I got on the scale this morning, I was hoping for better results.
Ooh.
I was hoping that the cleanse of the last 24 hours would supersede the week at Alcohol Island.
No.
It did not.
I see.
Yeah, it did. You know, they should. And the other name for it, of course, is Cheeseburger Island.
Ooh. Oh. Great cheeseburgers are hard to find.
I saw that there was Cheeseburger Inlet.
Take advantage.
The Cheeseburger right. Inlet is on the
cheeseburger
south side.
Cheeseburger Inlet and Gluttony Bay. Would you like some? Could I have
great.
A second entree, please? So anyway, on Gluttony Bay. This is what happened. So her procedure, my doctor, very talented doctor, and someone I have a tremendous amount of esteem and respect for, but she's very thorough, and this is no exception. This is a prep for a colonoscopy where there is nothing left to chance. If you don't, if you don't have a pristine teenage pink colon at the end of this prep, you are not a skilled individual. So
understood.
Would you like phase one?
Please. And we'll need time codes, too.
All right. At the drugstore, I am required to buy a 238-gram container of Miralax laxative and stool softener.
Yes.
And by the way, how's that breakfast, everybody? Hope you're enjoying it. I'm also required to buy Dulcolax tablets. And I am also required to buy a 64-ounce jug of Gatorade.
Oh, ooh. Yum. Your choice of flavor?
What's that?
Your choice of flavor?
Lemon lime, the green, the traditional.
Good, old school.
I am also required to purchase a Fleet enema, an enema from the Fleet company, saline based.
Because it's based from the Navy, right?
Gross.
That's right. It was used on sailors in World War II.
That's right.
To keep them
ready
clean
to go,
and fresh,
ready to go.
ready for battle with empty colons.
So you couldn't That's scare it out of them. That's right.
Yes. So I have all my products, and then here's the time frame. 1 o'clock yesterday, you take your 4 Dulcolax tablets.
That's before the Miralax.
That's prior to the Miralax, where you take the entire. So I take my 4 at 1 o'clock yesterday. I'm figuring there's not going to be any sort of instantaneous reaction. So I venture out. I run a few errands.
Take them and then you come back.
I headed out because this is a tablet and there is a process where this has to be
digested.
And it's also
I don't think it's going to happen in a half an hour is my point.
I always think it's like the Dumb and Dumber scene.
No. I think Dulcolax is gentle, right? Isn't it known primarily as a softening agent?
Predictably overnight, Rob.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So I take this at 1 o'clock and then run a few errands. I come back and I pop on Tombstone. Because I know I'm going to be housebound for the rest of the afternoon.
So to
and
speak.
So I'm going to be. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
God. For some reason, I'm on the vacation. I got obsessed with it, you know? By the way, the close up of Val Kilmer's mouth, where he's in the shootout with Johnny Ringo at the end of the movie, I've perfected that impression.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Say when. All right, thank you very much. That's what it is. Everybody says, I'm your Huckleberry. You're a Daisy if you do.
Yeah.
Mine is like right before they draw. Say when. Just
perfect.
So
that's
calm.
Perfect.
So perfectly calm. Anyway, so I'm watching that. And the next step is, in the instructions, at 5 p.m., mix the 238-gram container of Miralax laxative with the 64-ounce jug of Gatorade. Now, that would prove problematic in and of itself simply because if you dump the 230... What are you looking at over there?
Our TV blinked. It's fine. I just want to make sure we're still recording. Everything's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Just so you kind of look like when you did that. So the 238-gram jug powder that goes into the 64-ounce jug...
Like a protein shake almost.
...is really not doable because there's so much Gatorade in there that it's not... So I have to do a little... Thomas Edison mixology here to make sure that I've got it right. And I do that and then I start shake your booty. Here's the problem. About half an hour, maybe 45 minutes prior to, no, I want to say more like an hour. At 4 p.m., the Dulcolax arrived early.
Has come to play.
I mean, and it does, there's no waiting.
3 hour turnaround on it?
Yeah.
That's, that means that it really did come to party.
If you were in line at a Home Depot and it hits you, this wave, do you go in the Home Depot? Because they're notorious for their restrooms.
Yeah. I would go in the Home Depot. Damn. I would hope that this would not be a go to the car, wait till you get home. I was home, fortunately.
Good.
And it was off. And then one, maybe two, maybe three visits before I even started drinking the Gatorade.
What about Burger King bathroom?
No,
I once got anywhere, busy there.
There's only one alternative, and the alternative would be horrific. So I had to. So it explodes.
What then was your frame of mind when the Dulcolax hit so early?
I was calm.
Okay,
I was calm.
Good.
I was fine with it.
Okay.
I mean, I was home. I was home. Yeah. I didn't have to worry about it. I was surprised.
Alan Periscope.
Because it was so immediate. It was just like, all of a sudden, you get that little lower intestinal, and it's like, and it was over,
growling from underneath.
It was yummy. It was just it was horrible. No, it was horrible. It was right. Disgusting.
This reminds me of a scene. This is a movie. It's on demand, Mike. You'll see it on your whatever Xfinity choices you have. It's with Gerard Butler. It's called Hunter Killer. And when the sub opens up its torpedo doors, that's what I'm thinking about because it's about to just unleash hellfire.
Well, it's interesting to ask you that you have your movie because I have my movie. Okay. There is a scene in No Country for Old Men where they strike oil.
I was going to say, if you're talking scene, military and battles at sea, were you going to talk torpedo or oil slick?
Well, no, it's there's No Country for Old Men. What's another movie that pops in? Let's see. Deepwater Horizon was a movie that pops to mind when you think of what's happening with me. And let me just say that the first salvo.
Yes.
You know, that's the most problematic one. That's the one where, you know, that's the one
you
where
got
you
nothing to
call
gauge
the,
it against.
Catch the ball by surprise.
You want to call on the hazmat crews on that particular thing. So it's off to, once this is done, in the meantime, I'm mixing up this this substance.
Right.
And when you put the entire, I want to sound like Roseanne Dan. When you put the entire bottle of the Miralax into 64 ounces of the Gatorade, you don't. There's nothing that's going to keep that from being a disgusting beverage. There's nothing pleasant about that. However, I will say that the flavor, the artificial flavor of the Gatorade, did a pretty decent job of masking the fact that I have an entire bottle of this crap.
Isn't Miralax, trying to remember, isn't it a lemon lime, ostensibly a lemon lime flavor thing?
No, I think that the Miralax was flavorless.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I think the Miralax was flavorless.
Best of Omera.
News!
Boo! All right, let me see. We're up on a break here anyway, so Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt talking about movies. Nope, that hits the cutting room floor. Let's see. Miley Cyrus talking about wearing a leather thing with teeth on the crotch. All right, well, I sort of just told you what that story is all about. Let's tell the story we didn't get to, Oscar, because it's a big, big news in sports. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. It seems extra appropriate. The U.S. Women's National Team beat England 2-1 yesterday, is advancing to the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup final on Sunday. They will play the winner of today's Netherlands-Sweden match. Sure hope it's the Swedes.
Me too.
What? Yes.
Do you want to hear the final moments of the game? It was pretty exciting.
Sure. Yeah, lay it on us. Let's
listen. Setting it in there! U.S. wins. They're out of the final.
On to the final, and we'll see what happens between either the Netherlands and Sweden and the United States. Very exciting.
I'm playing catch-up, but I would say that I am excited for this Sunday's match. Now,
yeah, it'll be fun to watch.
I wish I would have, I guess, I feel like I'm bandwagoning at this point.
No, you're not, though, because you have a history.
I know I'm bandwagoning, but I'm okay with watching a final in a sport that I don't follow. And I think a final for the, you know, the championship of the world is extremely exciting.
Big deal.
Yes. It's Sunday. You know what? I'm all about the event, man.
Yeah.
I mean, a Stanley Cup final, Super Bowl. You know, let's watch. It's going to be great. I think it'll be good for soccer. They won despite being without star Megan Rapinoe, who sat out with a minor hamstring issue. She expects to be fine for Sunday's match. And I think she's kind of controversial, and she's also the megastar. So we'll see if she plays in the game. Gallup does a poll around the 4th of July each year where they ask people if they're proud to be an American. So, isn't that nice?
That is very nice.
Yes, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Here are four hidden hazards to think about this weekend. Now, this is worthwhile,
okay,
in my humble opinion. Dehydration. It's going to be hot. Be
very
aware
hot
of that. Early signs, dizziness, fatigue, and nausea. So drink more water. Number two, ingredient-induced burns, also called phytophotodermatitis. Lime juice on your hands reacts with sunlight and can cause bad blisters that won't show up for a day or two. No gin and tonics. No gin and tonics in our house,
Mike,
this weekend.
Hide all the gimlets.
It can also happen with mangoes, carrots, and parsley.
I hate mangoes.
So I guess if you're in direct sunlight and you're out there, why do you hate mangoes?
I think mangoes are being foisted upon us. I think there's too much space, shelf space devoted to mango. Somehow Big Mango is playing us. It's not that great. Tell you what, let's focus on peaches a little bit.
Number three is food poisoning. Stuff that's refrigerated shouldn't be left out for more than 2 hours. So if you're having an outdoor picnic, this is outdoor picnic stuff.
It depends on your heritage. If you got a Latin, I guess,
how long can you leave it out if you're Latin?
My mom, she thaws steaks on the hood of grills. So, of course, right? Either the grill or the hood. She decides depending on where she can lean it up against.
It will certainly speed up the process.
Okay, happy botulism, everybody. And number four, heat stroke. If you feel nauseous, have a headache, or get cramps, it's time to find some AC, drink water, and maybe take a cold shower. Cold shower. Hey, at our parties, it's always necessary to take a cold shower.
Might get some cramps after you eat some of that hot potato salad.
Absolutely. And now a little, hey, we're caught up. And now a little something. There is a 24-year-old woman named Serena Wolf from Buffalo, New York, Last week, she and her boyfriend, Michael Crane, sounds like a movie actor.
Does.
Hello, this is Michael Crane.
Michael Crane.
It's Michael Crane. No, they were on vacation in Clearwater, Florida.
Of course.
Of course they were. They got into a big argument while they were having dinner at a restaurant. Michael left, so Serena decided to get revenge by giving the waitress a $5,000 tip using Michael's credit card. Sweet wow. lady. The meal cost $55.37. So that's a 9,000% tip.
That's not even on my tipping chart. Mm.
Michael confronted Serena when he saw the charge, but she denied it. So he called the cops to report credit card fraud. After they got involved, Serena admitted what she did, and she was arrested for felony grand
theft. Big problem.
Oh, boy.
What happens to the waiter?
Yeah.
As for the money, I'm glad you asked. Well, it's not clear who's going to cover it. The restaurant says they already gave the waitress the $5,000 in cash.
Oh, there you go.
The name of the restaurant? Liar. The world has turned and left me here. Just where I was
before you appeared. And in your place. The best of O'Mara. So you brought up Robert, my son. Yes. Remember, he's very strong.
Wadham's the second.
Yeah, a third. No, the third. Yeah, I'm the junior.
Do people go fourths?
Yeah.
I don't think I know a fourth.
Henry
the fourth.
No, I don't think that's a thing. I think it was Henry VIII.
But there had been a fourth.
Well, there had to have been, yes. But he wasn't famous.
But I don't know a fourth outside of that. RG3, there goes three.
There was Robert E. Lee IV used to live in McLean.
How
know that.
Do you know that?
He shopped at my mom's Safeway.
Robert E. Lee IV?
Yeah, he was very old even then.
Oh.
But anyway, I digress. Hmm. I want to talk about, you know, my daughter Julia is very smart. My son Robert, very strong.
Yeah.
And I get a call from him, a text actually yesterday. He says, can you pick me up at school at about 10 minutes after 5? I said, sure. Tuscarora, that's his high school. It's not that far away.
How far from the house?
2 miles maybe.
Man, your kids are so ballsy.
Why?
Because I would never dare to call my dad for a 2-mile ride.
Well, the thing is that you got to cross 50. It's on the other side of the highway.
What about Ubering home or calling an Uber for your son and giving that direction?
What about loving your children?
Oh, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm pushover. That's you know who would not do that?
Who?
Rob Donovan.
Take the late bus.
Show title, Rob Donovan.
Take the late bus.
Son, I'm working on my 2018 taxes. You're going to have to lift home.
There's a spy in the neighborhood.
Yes.
But anyway, it was him and a couple
of
his friends.
That one, 1099. They were
W9? Where is it?
I had to get him home and his two friends that are in our neighborhood. So yeah. I went and picked him up. And I said, I said to Carrie, I'm going to go get Robert. He said, oh, yeah, he's at lacrosse practice. I said, what? When is
your son?
What?
I thought he was a baller, like a shot caller.
Well, the thing is,
love basketball.
Yeah, he wishes he was a little taller. Yeah. But turns out in the past few days, he has fallen in and is now trying out for the lacrosse team at school.
Ah, yeah, I see this.
And okay, what's your take on it?
Smells of sex.
Really?
Yes.
Like within the team?
No. They're not banging each other.
Good.
Lacrosse is sexy in high school.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I've called a few girls' lacrosse games as a courtesy.
Yes.
We've talked of the Chubbuck family before. Yeah. I love them. They're good, close friends of mine. And their daughter is the goalie for the varsity girls' lacrosse.
I can't speak for varsity girls' lacrosse. I'm saying I'll do the math for you.
Okay.
Your son loved basketball.
Yes, he did.
But he's white.
Also,
he's not athletic.
Well, no, he is enthusiastic. He has that over me.
Okay, he's got hustle.
He has hustle.
Okay, so.
But also, he's a hothead. And remember, by the end of the season last year, he was fouling out.
Yeah.
Which is not okay.
So, but also, he saw the writing on the wall. Said, I'll be riding the bench if I'm lucky.
Right.
I'm not going to be on the starting five.
Right.
It's over. So he pivoted.
Right.
And he's also going through that weird stage where he's liking girls.
Yeah.
And you're like, where can girls see me? Where can I take my skills to? What sport can I take him to?
I hadn't thought of the sex drive angle. I think that is very strong.
Yeah, he's a teenage boy. Like he's trying to figure out like what is going to be cool for what he thinks is going to be cool for whatever love interest he has this week.
I need to go to a guy's lacrosse game because I haven't only seen the girls' lacrosse.
Yes.
All I know is it's impossible to follow and it's impossible to call.
Okay. But follow me here.
Okay.
You're trying to change the subject.
I'm not.
This is uncomfortable for you to be involved in your son's life.
Well, why would I have brought it up if I didn't want to discuss it, Oscar?
Yes. No, don't get so hostile. Jeez.
Not hostile. People get mad. I'm just a serious guy. My name? Rob Donovan.
Rob Donovan would have seen this coming.
He would have. Why was he all of a sudden carrying a 6-foot stick with a pocket on the end of it? It turned out he was playing lacrosse. Nothing gets by me. I'm Rob Donovan.
I also know this because when I was a freshman in high school,
right?
I would say 2 or 3 games in. And remember, my upbringing was in a Latin household. I knew soccer, a lot of baseball. Did not know much about
football. I was going to say lacrosse, probably not. No. When you said football, it was soccer.
Yeah, but I remember realizing that, no one goes to soccer games.
Right.
Certainly nobody goes to a track meet.
Right.
You can meet girls on the track team that are attractive, but no one goes to watch them.
Yeah, but if they want to get away from you, they're so fast.
They all go to the football games. At least,
football,
at least when I was in high school.
That's the social event.
And you yearn to I'd rather be something that somebody cares about and something somebody cares about that than you, especially at that age. You're like, I'd like to see, Christy or Becky or Lisa or whoever. I wish they would come out to the games I'm playing for our team. But
that's why I shouldn't have chosen theater.
Men's soccer. Especially in 1996.
Yes.
Oh, it was slim pickings.
Yeah, it's not like it is now. And it's still not huge.
You'd have to beg. Be like, hey, I want to hit on Thursday night. I want to hang out. Hey, I got a soccer game here. You should definitely come out.
It's such a disservice that they even put the games on a school night.
Oh.
I mean, because, the football game's Friday night. You go out, you can stay out late, you get the later curfew, but soccer is Thursday.
I'm going to stay home and watch Cosby.
It's sheer demand.
That was 96. It was okay then.
You're not moving concessions for soccer.
No, of course not.
You got like 5 moms and 2 dads that don't want to be there smoking cigarettes. That's it.
1 juice box, $2.
Yeah, and by the way, it's fall. It's freezing.
Oh, you're freezing your ass off.
You're freezing your ass off.
And it's you know what? There is actually, at a packed football game, there is a certain amount of warmth from the fact that the stands
are
full.
Everyone's huddled
together. Yeah.
Right?
When there's 80 people in the stands, a lot of room for air. Cold air.
So, to my point.
Yes.
He wants to be part of a sport that he could probably get into. He loves the contact aspect of it. So, I would say as far as lacrosse, one of the hardest sports to be involved in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, if he's going to go for anything, that's where he's going to excel.
I hope so.
Right?
How tall
is he now?
He is now a little taller than me.
Damn, Daniel. Yeah. And how old is he?
He is 16. He is a full
sophomore?
Yeah, full 6'2".
See?
Yeah.
He's on the hunt for you know what.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I guess I wish him luck. I don't know what to say to that. Do better than your dad.
1985 to 1989, known as the lean years.
Who am I kidding?
1971 to present. The lean years.
But not if you're Rob Donovan.
No, Rob Donovan?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm turning him away. Quit knocking on my door.
You'd have girls in different area codes.
This is a girl I call 571. Based on her locale, I'm Rob Donovan.
But I went to pick him up.
Can you imagine? Oh, honey, who are you dating today?
202.
Rob Spiewak. Oh, but then the mom's like, Spiewak? What is that? And then, same thing, my name, Sabayo, so I hope they have the green card.
Yeah.
But Rob Donovan.
Can he come over for dinner? Have him drive his new car.
Hope you like it. It's a import. It has a lot of pep. I'm Rob Donovan.
But Spiewak was driving what?
But Spiewak is driving a 1982 Caprice. It was. Rob Donovan says, that POS was a cop car.
You couldn't pay me to get in that. I'm Rob Donovan.
So I pick up Robert at school, and it's him and two of his dopey
friends. Is he wearing all his lax gear?
No, here's the thing. This has been such a fast turnaround. He's borrowing gear from friends because he doesn't even have it. And he gets in the car, and his lacrosse stick does not fit in the trunk. because it's 6 feet long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we finally get it in there. We take his friends home. I knew one of the kids, just met the other. I like these guys, so it's good. And we're driving home, and he says, "Dad, this is awesome. There's practices every morning at 7. I've already arranged for my carpool. This is going to be great. I'm into this."
That's
cool. And you know what? I haven't seen this enthusiasm in him in a while.
You can get a lacrosse scholarship.
You can. So I got my fingers crossed. And then we got home, and I was talking with him and Carrie, and I said, "How was practice?" He says, "Oh, man, it was amazing. We had to run around the school. We had to do 10 laps around the school. Dad, have you ever had to run?" "Never mind." I said, "Son, there were times in the dear, dim past when I actually exerted myself." I'm feeling rough. I'm feeling wrong in the time of my life. Let's make some music, make some money, find some models for wives.
The Best of O'Mara.
All right, so at the beginning of the show yesterday, every day is different. Every show has a different energy. And I have to say that yesterday, coming into the studio, when I finally connected with you guys, my energy was, I was so pissed. I don't think I've been that tense in a long time. And you've certainly heard me on this show rant and rave. But I didn't think that anything could match dealing with insurance companies. But I was wrong. Dealing with a cable company is just as bad, if not worse. I've read about it over the years. I've been blessed not to have the hassles with cable. I was on with Comcast Cable for over an hour before we got in here, and I got no resolution. And it was just the most ridiculous collective waste of time dealing with idiot after idiot after idiot. And I was shaking. I was so angry. Yeah. I was shaking mad. And I came in, and before we even went on the air, I don't even know what I said, but I was cussing like you would not believe, and it was not pretty. And I know you guys knew when I came in and I started doing that, it's like, oh, Jesus. You know, Oscar's back from Arizona. Rob's not happy. I was out of my mind. So this is what happens yesterday. I'm looking over text messages last night, and I hadn't really checked. And so we had a guest on yesterday, Ethan's mom, April Rain.
Sure.
And I like to, you know, I like to make sure that our guests are treated well. And they're usually up in Washington, D.C., and you guys handle them. And I see this, like, that was sent to me at 10:02 a.m., which is right around the time that we were taping the show before we were taping.
Right,
and I'm
right
going,
before we started.
F this, F, yeah. MF, MF, F, 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 and Oscar sent me a text while I'm doing that. "Please hang in there. We are going to have a fun show." So I'm so out of my mind that Oscar's giving me a text pep talk.
A pep talk.
This is why he sent the text, because he says, "The guest is only on for 10 minutes. Heads up, she is in the control room and can hear us." And I didn't get this until last night. So my question is, like,
she heard everything.
Yeah. All right. How do we... I need protection.
What if
that?
You just acted like an adult for once?
I can't. Sometimes I cannot.
For once.
Sometimes I can. My question is, in a real show, when, you know, why is the guest not in some secure green room?
A soundproof, green room.
No, I mean, why is she in the control room?
It was 30 seconds before showtime, and you were still ranting.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry. We had brought her.
She wasn't listening the entire time.
No, we had her in the lobby.
We brought her in to you know what? It was really an effort to efficiently get her in studio. All and right. We didn't realize that you were going to continue down your pity path.
Well, let me just say this. The logistics of the show.
Yes.
I am down here.
Yes.
You are up there.
Yes.
I don't know everything that happens. When I connect with you guys.
Yes.
When we're having a conversation, the three amigos.
Yes.
About
the control
whatever.
Room can hear you. Yes.
I hate that. So yeah.
We
can turn off their monitor, but the control room can hear you every time.
All
because
right,
if you need something,
this.
If this is we can't have it both ways. If we ask Pony something and he's like, huh?
Yeah, our default.
And then we just yell at him in the other room.
The default is having the control room listen. It can be stopped.
Yes,
but we have to always assume they can hear unless we've stopped.
You know what I'm channeling right now?
Yes.
I'm channeling the spirit of Bill O'Reilly, of Larry King. Pony could sell an album of my rants.
Oh my
Pony
God! Could yeah. Sell.
Oh yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Trust and, so I've asked him. I was like, "Where's the hard drive? Where's the hard drive? Where is the hard drive?
If anything ever happens to me."
Well, no, see, there's only one factor. I'm not big enough where it would sell. So don't worry about it. You know, it's just true.
Nor is it that much different than your on-air persona.
If it makes you feel better, I've asked for like a mashup of rants from you, like after the fact. I was like, this would be a great mashup just to play back.
Does he burn them? Does he burn them and send them away?
No, he... Well, if burn, you mean he deleted.
Are you talking about off-air rants or on-air rants?
On-air. Like, I want to do a fun parody, and he's like, no, I delete everything. His words are this.
Well, it was.
We can't risk that they get into the wrong hands.
Absolutely.
That's what Pony said to me.
All right. Okay. By the way, I think there's a lot of cussing.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of there are a lot of very childlike personal attacks.
Nothing racist. Nothing sexist.
Thank you.
I will say this: it's nothing you won't hear on the bonus show, which you can buy easily.
Absolutely.
At MichaelMaraShow.com.
But yesterday was easily top five.
Yeah, that was.
I was so hot. I came in. I mean, I opened the mic. I connected with you guys and was in full.
Yeah.
Rant maniac rant.
Yep.
Thank you, Comcast. I had a tightness in my chest for the whole show, and then I dealt with them again right afterwards and resolved the situation. Let me just say, April Rain, Ethan's mom, from the bottom of my heart, you were a wonderful. By the way,
very
Ethan's
patient.
Mom. No, Ethan's mom is a 20 for the way she handled everything. Not only was she a great guest, and you know, and. Carla like came in during the interview and said to me, was that a presidential candidate? She said that.
Yeah.
And so April Rain was so composed after that.
Was your answer not yet?
Not yet. Well, I think she could. Yeah. I think she's that smart, and she loves, you know, the issues of everything. And so April, this is me talking. Ethan, I hope you find this clip and give it to your mom. I am so sorry you had to hear that ridiculous Comcast rant by a maniac before he started the show yesterday. And I'm sitting there last night. I think it was like 9 o'clock at night. I finally look and I see Oscar had texted me during the show, and I give the Napoleon. Oh.
Well, you know, we can actually pull back a layer of the onion. Ethan is in the control room.
Yes.
Ethan, what was her takeaway? I know she was very polite and marvelous as she was leaving the studio, but you had the rest of the day with her. What was her feeling upon leaving the studio?
Well, I mean, she loves you guys.
That's nice.
You know, she's a character herself, so she couldn't be mad. And there's no way she hasn't come up without using any curse words. So, you know, there's no hard feelings. Podcast Village is always be loved, so...
Thank you very much, Ethan.
Have your mother back on the show whenever she can. So
I'd have her on a million times. She's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It was a great discussion, and I think we could do a longer discussion. I'd also like to get her on Political Persuasion sometime too.
Yesterday morning, I can tell you, she was sitting next to me. As soon as she put on her headphones, she was laughing. She was cracking up, and I told her, I said, look, sometimes he comes in like a lion and he's out like a lamb. He's a great guy. She had a great time.
All these people explaining my horrible
behavior.
Well,
you know what? And another thing that shows that was so great is when we had, you know, we were a little delayed on the start, and I went and I said, we're going to be a little late before we get started. I hope you're not in a time crunch. She says, no, that's fine. What's the matter? I said, well, Mike's having internet trouble, and I explained it like this. He said, there's a little bit of an internet glitch because Florida. And she said, oh, Florida, of course. So she understood. So, I mean, she knows and understands.
It.
Yeah, and
I fixed it by getting finally a guy that was there. By the way, I dealt with even more calls, and I was calmer after the show, dealing with the people.
Well, you'd almost have to be.
The equation, you do this all the time, Rob. The equation is that your level of assistance at these call centers.
Oh,
is directly related to the IQ of the person.
When you dial,
if you get a dumb person, you're screwed.
The thing is anytime you dial any number that starts with an 800 or an 888, and then you have to spell something. It could be spelling DirecTV. It could be spelling Comcast.
More.
Anytime you spell something, when they pick up the phone, you've jumped up and you're knee deep in taffy. There's no way to get out. You're stuck there. And the fight is not to get out of the taffy. The fight is to get leveled up until you get to someone who cares. And that's usually three levels. Honestly, it is. Because they'll just, if you're at the first level, it's like, well, there's really nothing we can do.
The people that have the patience for the fight to save $50 a month, to save $20 a month, I take my hat off to them because I did that once. It took 2 hours and 30 minutes to lower my cable bill by $100, which was great. Mm-hmm. That was a good promotion for 2 years. I could do that again, but it feels like I would rather, I just don't want to deal with the eight people you have to talk to. By the time they get to their script, they're like, this guy's going to go.
You got to pour yourself a drink. Right? You got to pour yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable. And the last one I had, and it was a great one, I needed to have Turner Classic Movies. I needed it. Yeah. It's my favorite channel.
God, I'm loving that. I'm liking it too. I'm actually watching it a lot.
And it was Frederick March last time. Like, it was March Madness. All movies with Frederick March.
Frederick March? You do a deeper
dive. He's a 1940s.
Yeah, I know. He's
actor,
digressing, isn't he? He's digressing now. Don't.
I won't digress, but I will say it did take about 2 hours, but I
got
what I wanted.
Frederick March.
Yeah, and I had a few drinks, and by the end of the night, we win!
Let me give a message to, because I believe I said it to you guys, that when I was leaving yesterday, I said, hello, DirecTV.
Yeah.
I don't care that my community bundles the Comcast cable, the Xfinity.
Triple play.
I am going back to my original DirecTV, and that was the mission and my message to the dullards, to the slackers at DirecTV. I hope that $190 equipment charge for the equipment that I didn't return that is sitting up in Maine, I hope it was worth it to you, that I didn't that I would have paid for your premier package.
Yep.
Ooh. In addition to my expense, I was that pissed off at Comcast, and they were so stupid, and they were so
short money.
They were unable to get by this charge. I said, I am going to sign up for it. I'll make a 2-year commitment to you, and I will re-up with the expensive package for you. I'll do it because I love my TV and I love my DirecTV. They couldn't get by that. And they were so stupid, and they asked me 6 or 7 times, and because they couldn't do that, I called Xfinity, and I finally got my main man, Alan. Who was the smartest, who took care of my problem right away and restored everything. My speed was restored, my channels, I'm still paying more than... It's a ripoff when you really do a deep dive on it. By the way, with all the cord cutting, eventually it's not going to be relevant. That's what I believe.
And you didn't reveal the true reason is that your houseboy, Charlie Stuang Stabilak, loves the triple play.
Yes, he loves the triple play. Charlie, who just sits there in a closet on the telephone going,
this is so clear. This is so incredibly clear.
He's the one that uses the phone line.
Yeah, he is the phone.
I hear him on the other side of a closet and calling his friends going, and you hear, this is what he says more than anything all day long. You'll hear this.
It's like you're standing next to me.
So that's it. No, we didn't do a triple play. A la carte.
A la carte,
just like you're in a restaurant. That's what we did. A la carte. So that's it. Fun, fun.
The best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show. My wife got what I got, what my kid got, and so it's fall. It's still 100 degrees in the great state of South Florida. That's not a state. That's a region of a state. But, they're sick. Carla's sick. My kid's sick. And I think it might be circling around with me, which will be one of those years where you have the 3 months of illness, which people have gotten before, where you just go through the family and it kind of circulates.
Well, also,
with that,
there's a beautiful delivery system of dropping him off at school every day.
Yes,
he'll pick up anything and bring it back home.
That's the way it is. But we made it through, and my wife was out and about helping friends all weekend. There was a friend in the neighborhood who was moving, so I didn't have her Saturday, didn't have her much of Sunday. No, I had her. I didn't have her all day Friday, didn't have her all day Saturday. But she took the little guy with her, so I was free to go to the Costco myself and run errands, and it was wonderful. And really, I'm gonna be honest with you. There's usually something that goes on in my world, something that happens to my life. I had, as I reflected on the weekend, last night, I said to myself, wow, you know, it's really important that I have my progeny around and my wife around, because it's just, it's 1,000 degrees out. There's no way to leave the home.
Mm-hmm.
And the new cable that I have limits my football. So all I had was a crappy Ryder Cup. And then waiting for my wife to come home, and she didn't come home. And so she was just, it was horrible. It was a really, really crappy, uneventful, terrible weekend. And I'm here to tell you, that's it. That's all I got. Just crapola. That's it. Just all I, my
Did you enjoy your time at Costco at least? Because if you went to Costco, what, on a Saturday?
You know, I could say that, but
what kind
of
statement is that? How do you enjoy shopping at Costco?
You have a little joy in your life.
I went on
no joy.
See,
I
went on sad.
I went on Saturday too.
Consumerism is not joyful. It sucks.
I went on Saturday too because my mother needed some items.
Well, that's all you ever do on Saturday.
No, I never. No, you see, that's a bold-faced lie. I hate Costco on a Saturday. And here's the thing: my mom needed to go.
He loves it on Tuesday and Thursday.
I said Tuesday.
Then why did you? If you hate Costco on a Saturday, Pumpkin Man, how come you didn't tell me that I, you know, why did you ask me if I had any joy? I didn't have any
joy. You see,
that,
I'm curious to see how your Costco is on Saturday, because
it was bat.
Yeah, of course it is.
Crazy. That's what it was.
Going to a store and dealing with people
and say them
is the worst effing thing ever.
You see,
it was terrible.
I went to Best Buy this weekend.
Yes.
Staring at TVs. Nobody wanted to help. Nobody wanted. We need something new for the studio here. I'm willing to spend money. I'm making sure it's the right size. They're on sale. I was wondering, hey, sir, can you help me? This has an open
box.
How
big one are we going to get for Podcast Village? How big is it going to be?
It all depends on the studio build out. That's what it is. So really? I'm
what
just looking
think?
At options.
How many inches do you figure?
Maybe 55, nothing crazy, right?
Yeah, all right.
That's okay. Nice, though.
Yeah. Just 55. Checking. I like it. Yeah. Guys like TVs and guys like fire.
Mike, there's a super sale on an 82-inch television, which I said,
oh.
Why is that 82-inch television $1,500 off? I know it's open box. Because I'm thinking, if that's as much as a 55-incher, why not get the 82?
Step it
right?
up.
Why not?
Where would you put the 82-incher in?
Oh, on a wall. Just on a wall.
Wow.
It's just one of these big walls, right? Yes. And he's like, it says right there on the sticker. I said, I know. It says no remote, no stand. No, I can get a remote on any website anywhere afterwards. And most Samsung televisions, the remote works on all of them.
Right.
And I said, okay, but it has a stand. And he says to me, the stand comes with the TV. I said, no, but this one says you don't have a stand. This is the clearance item, right? This is the one that's 82 inches. And he said, yeah. He goes, oh, we just say that to knock down the price. And I'm like, that makes no sense. I
you
just
mean
tell
they,
the
dullard. They lie to have, because they can't figure out an excuse?
Yeah. I didn't make any sense.
And the
sense.
Excuse, man, that might be, I mean, what I would look at is that might be the TV is just too big and expensive and it's not selling. So they make something
get
up
rid of
to
it.
Make
yeah.
it seem
was,
like
it was
a,
an
a
opportunity
deal.
Because if you looked at that line, and because I'm a dork, I do this. I say, let me look at all the other 82-inch televisions, including Vizio, and see if this is still cheaper.
Right.
Okay.
And then I looked and I said, it's still cheaper.
Wow.
So I said, all right, well, I'll swing by on Monday. If no one's bought this, I'll pick it up in the evening, right? I was like, I don't have time for it now. I don't have a car. I don't have anything like this.
Man, 82 inches. That's
so
something else.
What I did, biggest
I've ever seen.
What I did say to him, I said, you know, when you guys have these little clearance stickers, it says a lot is wrong with it, but when I ask somebody about it, they just say, yeah, that's what it says. Nobody knows what's wrong with the TV. That's the misnomer when you get an open box.
And was the thing on display or was it in the box?
No, it was on display and working. It all looked good.
Because you know what? I roll into stores sometimes and you'll see a television that's like this phenomenal deal.
Yeah.
And it looks like somebody took a screwdriver and like raked across the screen. Why do you even put those out?
I know.
I know a discount is a discount. You know,
those are the ones they put in the back corner.
I'm not going to get the 42. I'm going to get the 50-inch. But the 50-inch looks like a velociraptor had it in its talons.
You're going to love the 55-inch, sir, because you can look in the back and see where the bulb goes because right. There's a huge puncture wound in it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious. You know, sometimes I'll order a phone online and then I'll crush it in my recliner.
Yes.
And then it'll be sold for sale. No, there's no way you sell. There's no way you sell. All's well.
Got a new case for it and everything. Look at that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Look at that.
Case. Yeah, cool. That is a solid wonderful. Case.
And you might say, what do you use your brand new exciting phone for with all its wonderful capabilities? I use it to time the show.
Yes, and it is so accurate.
That's what I do.
Horribly
it's
accurate.
It's incredibly accurate. Those are tenths of a second. Isn't that special?
Could you conceivably, Mike? Could you conceivably?
I should just keep that up for the whole show. Rob, we've only got 1 minute. What?
Could you conceivably pause the clock and start it again? Does it have that feature?
Yeah, I can stop it and start it.
Look at that.
Absolutely.
So
what?
Accurate to the tenth of a second.
I wouldn't do that, though. But
no, it would mess with your running time.
I walk around the corner, and I'm at the Best Buy in Rockville. And look, their online experience, great. No problem.
Were there sometimes elderly you people there? Because at the best,
no, I don't
the,
get that. I get a lot of parents that aren't tending to their kids.
That giant.
Okay. A lot of parents that
graveyard that giant across the street, the grave, the cemetery giant.
You know those little soccer balls that look like real soccer balls, but they're made out of leather. They're little smaller guys,
and they're cushy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the sales rep, and all I feel on my ankles is boom, 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 and I look back, and there's this little kid that I don't know. I have no idea whose family he's a part of, and he's throwing soccer balls into my ankles, and I'm like, I kick it back to him just like gently and like a nice guy would.
Yeah, sure.
And then hits me again, and I'm like,
he wants attention because he's not getting it from his own family.
Yeah, but I'm not.
He wants to play. He's acting the way Santos plays.
I'm not data. I'm not data.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to live my life. Dad comes circling around, and he sees that his son's doing this. You know what I would do? I would goon hand my kid and be like, what are you doing? That man's a stranger.
How do you goon hand?
What did you say?
Goon hand.
You say goon
hand? Goon hand him.
What is it?
Right under the shoulder, on the arm, and you yank him away. Yes.
Goon hand him. Yes. He's giving me all this jargon today.
Yeah,
what was that, Pony?
It's not quite abuse. It's close, but it's not quite
it's
there.
Enough to know goon that hand. I mean business, yeah. Right?
So more little kids than elderly people at your little Best Buy
It's like
store?
A Toys R Us now, and they're running around expensive equipment.
Sure, refrigerators.
That's why when they get...
Yeah, old people don't look that. They just need their groceries at the giant food store.
What do I need a new microwave for?
The old people move is this. I'll show you. There were old people there. This is what it is. TV's right in front of me. This is a good video day.
Right.
And then this is what they do. They put their arms behind them, right?
Right.
And then they lean.
Oh, that's the class. Oh, he's right. Ah! He's right. That's
like
the class.
They're on the luge.
Hands behind.
Like they're on the luge.
Hands behind the back. Yeah.
Like they're that's Olympic the skiers. Way. And I'm like, dude, you're going to tip over. And then it's curtains for that TV.
Doris?
You have to go.
I don't see any pixels, Doris.
You have to go down the road to Rockville Pike to the Cemetery Giant. You should be across the from the studio we were in. And but I don't want to say people where this was the oldest demographic of any grocery store I've ever been in, but you could be in line at the 15 items or less counter, and you could be in line, and this would happen. Right in front of you. Right in front of 85 your mind, and they say, clean up at aisle one! They bring the hearse right in.
They would be idling outside the way they have an ambulance outside of a high school football game. Just in case.
Okay, and then you get to the foreign level. And this happens anywhere in this area. God bless them. I'm a foreigner. I know, right? So I hear this lady, and these Best Buy employees, they're super nice. They got to be patient. They're dealing with the dullards of dullards. We're all of them. I have dumb questions as well at times.
Sure.
But this one Latin lady couldn't get Alexa to recognize her. She had such a thick accent.
So
the gentleman is
Ayexa.
The gentleman is trying to, who speaks Spanish as well, so he starts speaking Spanish to her. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yes.
And the lady is yelling into the Alexa, but it won't recognize her thick accent. And the guy's like, no, like this. It was a back and forth where I was like, I have to leave. I didn't buy a single thing. I left the store. I said, I'll buy this
Bobby
online.
Bobby DeVetter.
I'll buy all of this
Bobby
online.
Bobby DeLexa, tell me the weather. Tell me the weather, okay? Okay, I want to know how it's the temperature outside, okay? And you're going to give me sure
timer.
That I put a coat on, okay? Yes, yes. Alexa, should I wear the rojo coat or the lapis coat?
Lapis is a pencil.
The greatest thing at Cemetery Giant, and I saw it a lot there, and it was something I dealt with when I checked. Old people love coin purses, and sometimes it's the kind that you squeeze and it opens up. It's like a plastic.
But then there's
a fancier one that's sort of leather that opens up as you open it, and they would love dumping change on the conveyor belt. And then it's a race with the devil because the conveyor belt is rolling. And they've got They've got to pick out 29 cents, right?
The change purse. The change purse, which was really the change purse, something that maybe a girl gets in the 1950s when she's 14.
And so,
you know, they put your little change in here and they would open it up.
There was one time that I was turned around because I was bagging and I heard the change go on the conveyor belt. And I turned just to see about 88 cents go into the land of no return through the conveyor belt.
Was there a place? You worked in the game, in the grocery game. Was there a place on the conveyor belt where the change would go?
Well, yeah,
where
I mean, you could there's collect a, it later? You would pull a panel, and there's, you know, it's, there's not
they
like
had a change pan.
There was not a pan; it would just go to the floor. But you'd have to go in there
it would
clean
land on the floor
because
okay.
there was all right. that crap in there. And I turned around and I saw the 88 cents go away, and I looked up, and the old man just looked at me and went, "Well."
Oh, like get it for me?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah. All right, old timer, I got to do it. But yeah, that's the worst is anyone who pours change out, the worst.
The joy that you spoke about going to a big box store.
Yes. The thing
there is.
There's
no joy.
No.
No, there won't be any joy until long after the holidays are over.
I knew, you see, and I was just gauging what the mood was because when I was with my mom on Saturday, I finally said, what is the matter with everyone here today? And then I said, it's Saturday. These aren't the people that aren't good at being at Costco. These are the rubes that are coming out on the weekend. You go to Costco at
or the
two.
People that work their asses off all week, and this is the only opportunity they have to come out.
Yeah, this is not everybody has a flex schedule.
Thanks for your support.
But they're not rubes. They just that's the time they can get. I have one thing. This,
go,
I
on a week
this.
Go on a weekday evening then.
But you had a joyous weekend because you had a 16-year-old birthday for you.
Exactly. And homecoming for the kids, yes.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.